Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway. I'm Catherine Lanfer in for John Hockenberry. It's been another tumultuous week in Iran following the disputed June 12th election. Today, the top political body in the country, the Guardian Council, has said that the election was the fairest ever held in the country. Sadek Sabah is the BBC's Iranian affairs analyst, and he joined us earlier in the week. He joins us again now from London. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
It's been a tumultuous week in Iran's history, but one clear development seems to be that the public protests have died down. I know you're covering this for the BBC Persian TV, which broadcasts into Iran. What are we seeing here? Are we seeing the end of the protest movement or simply a pause?
It looks like as if the street protests are dying out. And that is mainly because there is heavy security presence in the main streets in Tehran. And also, you know, about 20 people were killed over the last few days. And also people have jobs. I mean, some of them are government employees. They are concerned about their future. But the resentment is still there. And the opposition is now thinking of other ways of protesting. And today, you know, they are releasing, for instance, balloons in air in Tehran in memory of Nedar Sultan, the young woman who was killed a few days ago and who has become the symbol of the protests. And also Mr. Mousavi, the opposition leader, has called for an authorized and permitted gathering of his supporters in Tehran. And the authorities have not granted permission, but he's insisting that his supporters should be allowed to demonstrate.
Now, I know that you've been getting vast amounts of correspondence from people inside Iran, but I'm wondering what has happened to that flow? What changes have you seen in the messages that people have been trying to get to you from Iran?
Because not much is happening at the moment in the streets of Tehran, so we are not getting much information from what we may call our citizen journalists in Iran. And most of the material we were receiving were video clips from demonstrations. And because there are no more major demonstrations in Tehran, in other cities, so we are not getting much more information. But the fact of the matter is, at least 13, 14 million people who voted for the opposition candidate, Mr. Mousavi, they are not satisfied, and the government knows that. In recent days, senior government figures have expressed concern about the regime not being able to give a satisfactory answer to those people. And those people have also lost their confidence in the government. So if there is another election, parliamentary elections, for instance, in 2 years' time, or presidential elections in 4 days' time, I don't think you are going to see such a high turnout as in this election.
Well, in fact, and we have to sum up here, but there has been some analysis put forth that the government was going to be able to quiet down these protests and that, in fact, the change that people wanted wasn't going to happen. You're painting a very different picture here.
Yes, I mean, of course, the government has been able to put down the unrest, but the resentment is there. I mean, that is not going to die for a long, long time to come.
Okay. Sadek Sabah, thank you so much for joining us. He is the BBC's Iranian analyst. He is part of the BBC Persian TV.